via streaming.
Ke batla go amogela bao ba re lebelletseng mo Facebook le YouTube.
Remember to share and to like.
Le skela le bala go rata le go share.
And to all of you sitting here, may you please follow our YouTube page, Grace Kingdom Community Center.
Bo botlhe ba rona ba re leng ka moka kopo a re saleng Grace Kingdom Community Center YouTube channel.
Subscribe and forward to your loved ones.
Re ikwadise ebile re abelane le ba maloko a rona.
Muruti has gone to Madidi for the second time.
Muruti o boetse gape kwa Madidi.
And then later on he will be traveling. He's got preaching engagement. He's gone to preach at Prophet Gure's church.
We Prophet Gure's church.
He
refused that I accompanied him.
And I also want
to visit Nigeria.
Now.
Amen.
Anyway. You know when the worship team sang that song ya hore Mudimu ke ena fela Mudimu midingwana e emeng ke Mudimu e batho ba ipetletseng yona.
Amen.
I thought we are so much aligned.
Haba a worship team ine e opela worship song ya ntla e reng no other gods. I ke naganne fela gore ka mokgore golaganeng ka teng.
Because I think the presence of the Lord, it then who confirm the things that are in the heart of God. And is it okay for Christians to worship ancestors?
No.
Yeah. But do some of your family members understand
that?
No. Is it okay for Christians to worship idols? No.
Yeah.
Okay. Ingabe kubalulekile fa bazalwane ukuthi bahlabela madlozi.
Go tshwanelegile gore bazalwane ba tlhabele badimo.
So every preaching that we are preaching in the church is to address Christians. And the Bible is our only reference. Because some people say, I'm a Christian, but and I had some people battling go tlotsidisa ko gae.
I could nine ke na le batho ba bang that came to give condolences at my home.
I just got so swaggy the uniform. No, seriously.
Don't be surprised by uniforms.
The one mother kept on saying, Mudimu le badimo. I'm like,
me omong o ne antse a bua are God and ancestors.
Kombo e ithomile leng.
Kopanelo e e simolotse leng.
Because God hates idolatry. So my message today is to make sure that we worship God to honor him. Our worship has to create a memorial. Just like one man who used to give alms afana ka dichelete. That created a memorial. And something that creates a memorial like your worship in this case. It's something that you keep on doing again and again consistently so. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So gleaning from the notes that Murutana teacher Tsonaka honor. Honor is a kingdom principle. It's a kingdom practice. Honor brings divine protection. Honor brings prosperity in our lives. And we need to practice honor accurately and understanding is the final position before practice. Honor is a fundamental building block of our Christian character. And like we have already been taught, the word of God has to be practiced. And that honor or character comes before gifting. And Muruti taught us that honor is a campus that directs our gifting. So let us learn to honor God with our worship. So today is going to be more like a Bible study. Because we are students of the word. And one of the things that I've discovered with ancestral worship, as I was busy with research, the source of ancestral worship is grief because someone has passed away. And the reason why people want to venerate the dead or venerate or worship the ancestors, it is because they want that person to be kept in that family. They want the spirits that have been tutoring them over all generations to remain in the family. And they believe that the dead have the capacity to connect them to the world of the dead. And what people don't realize is that throughout all those generations, they have allowed familiar spirits to come and be part of that family from generation to generation. That's why letla utlwa ba re motho na le moya.
That is why you would hear that people had spirits.
So, tshwanetse ipotse gore ke moya ofeng?
You must ask yourself, which spirits?
Ke moya wa mang?
Whose spirits?
Ke moya wa mang? Whose spirit is it?
Whose spirit is it?
Moya o utswa ko kae?
Where is it coming from?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So now you realize that because people ba utlwile botlhoko,
because people are hurt,
having lost their loved ones, that's why basa fetse go ya ko mabitleng.
That is why they will not stop going to the graveyards.
Because the main thing people go to the grave to do is to pray there.
Remember that uncle who used to eat children's danons? Now, after he's dead, now he's got powers.
Hey, malume. This malume, uncle. No, kasi mention malume wak. Malume
hey,
wa
this
mamak.
Uncle.
Malume.
Malume. These are the children.
Retloka mereko.
We need work. We need that our businesses must grow.
So if these departed have spiritual wisdom and powers, if they have spiritual powers, why are they not able to see the need that the people have? Why do we think we can bring libation? The spirits cannot consume anything natural. Spirit is spirit. It is intangible. So There is no way you as a child of God can find yourself in groups of people that are going to the grave, from one grave to another, from one grave to another. As far as I remember, the tomb where Jesus was buried was found empty. The stone was rolled away. Can you imagine if the body of Jesus was still in the grave? Definitely it was going to encourage ancestral worship. So Jesus, just like his word, because he is the word, is alive. That's why we worship him. We worship him because he is our maker. He has to be worshipped. And in order for you to worship him, you don't have to slaughter anything. Because he was the Lamb of God that was prepared before the foundations of the world. The Lord prepared a sacrifice for himself. I want us to look at the book of Ezekiel chapter
8.
I think ukai busa ka Setswana ne. Ezekiel chapter
8.
And I've already prayed for you that the Lord as a church will give us spiritual understanding and that the enemy does not steal this word today.
Ebile ke setse ke le rapelletse gore modimo a lenele kutlusiso ya semoya ebile mmaba a ske a utswa lefoko la gompieno.
Okay, on the screen I think they will itla tlhagella ka ya ka NLT. You can read from
this one.
From Ezekiel 8 eyotle.
Eyotle. Irile ka ngwaga wa borataro ka letsatsi la botlhano la kgwedi ya borataro ke ntse mo ntlung yame. Bagolo ba ba Juta ba ntse fa pele game seatla sa morena modimo sa wela mo go nna teng ka leba ka bona mongwe yo iketeng ke monna go tloga fa iketeng ke le theka la gagwe go ya kwa tlase o ne a le molelo go tloga fa le thekeng la gagwe go ya kwa godimo o ne a bona la jaaka khalalelo le jaaka tlhogo e phatsimang khotlo e phatsimang. Antsa se iketeng ke seatla antshwara ka moriri wa tlhogo yame moa wa ntsholeletsa fa gare ga legodimo le lefatshe wa nkisa kwa Jerusalema ke le mo diponong tsa modimo kwa mojakong wa khoro ya lelapa le le ka fateng e e lebileng kwa bokone kwa goneng go le maemo a setshwantsho sa modimo wa lefufa se se tsusitseng lefufa la morena bonang khalalelo ya modimo wa Israele ene e le teng e bona la jaaka ke e bonye kwa lebaleng anthaya are morwa motho a ko o tsholetse matlo o lebe kwa bokone ka tsholetsa matlo ka leba kwa bokone ka fithlela nthleng ya bokone ya khoro ya altara go le tshwantsho sele sa modimo wa lefufa fa botseneng fa botsenong aba ampotsa are.
Should be verse 6 on NLT, you guys. Let's move with the Setswana reading. It should be verse 6 on NLT.
Abo ampotsa are morwa motho a o bona se ba se dirang e bom makhapa a magolo a ba Israele ba dirang fano gore ke ka togane thata le filo ga boitshepo game me o tla bona makhapa a magolo a mangwe gape. Ke fa ankisa kwa mojakong wa lelapa la tempele ka leba ka bona phatla mo loboteng aba anthaya are morwa motho a ko o phunye le bota ka luphunya ka fithlela go le setswalo teng anthaya are tsena o bone makhapa a busula a ba dirang fano ka tsena ka leba ka fithlela ditshwantsho tsa mefutafuta tsa digagabi le tsa diphologolo tse di ilegang le mefuta-futa ya medimo e maila ya ba Israele e e tshwantshitsweng motikologong yotlhe ya lobota. Banna ba le 70 ba bagolo ba ba Iseraele ba bo ba eme fa pele ga tsona le Jaasanya morwa Safane a ema mo gare ga bona. Mongwe le mongwe a tshotse leiswana la gagwe la go fisa maswalo. Bodupa jwa leru la maswalo jwa tlhatlhoga. A ba a mpotsa a re, morwa motho, a o bone se bagolo ba ba Iseraele ba se dirang mo sephiring. Mongwe le mongwe mo ntlwaneng ya setshwantsho sa gagwe, gonne ba re morena ga re bone, morena o tlogetse lefatshe. A ba a nthaya a re, o tla bona makgapha a magolo a mangwe gape a ba a dirang. Ke fa a nkisa kwa mojakong wa kgoro ya ntlo ya morena e e lebileng kwa bokone, ka fitlhela basadi ba ntse teng ba lelela Modimo Thamuse. A ba a mpotsa a re, a o bone seo morwa motho, o tla bona makgapha a magolo a mangwe gape a fetang a. Ke fa a nkisa kwa lapeng la ntlo ya morena la ka fa teng, ka fitlhela fa mojakong wa tempele ya morena fa gare ga lobo la altara go le banna ba e ka nnang ba le 25 ba hularetse tempele ya morena. Difatlhego tsa bona di lebile kwa botlhabatsatsi, bona ba obamela letsatsi ba lebile kwa botlhabatsatsi. A ba a mpotsa a re, a o bone seo se morwa motho, a ga go lekane baJuda go dira makgapha a ba a dirang fano, mo babileng ba tlatsa lefatshe tshiamololo ba nkgakatsa gape. Bona ba baya kalana ya setlhare fa dinkong tsa bona, ka moo le nna ke tla ba direla ka bogale. Leitlho la me ga le kitla le rekegela, ga nkitla ke tlhomoga pelo, mme le fa ba ka goa mo ditsebeng tsa me ka kgoo e kgolo ga nkitla ke ba utlwa. Amen.
Amen. That says the word of the Lord. So God
says
idolatry. In verse 17, the Bible says, have you seen this son of man? He asked, is it nothing to the people of Judah that they commit these detestable sins, leading the whole nation into violence?
Amen.
So when you look around in South Africa and you see what is happening, you see what has been unfolding in the nation. Could it be that the violence that we see and every abominable thing is connected to idol worship? The Bible says God is a very jealous God. And the people that are being spoken of here in Ezekiel 8, they are the people of God. It's like the Lord is talking about the church and things that are happening in secret that other people cannot see. But the Lord took the prophet by his glory to see the things that these elders were doing in secret. And what I'm noticing here is that because they were worshipping the idol and they were standing in a circle to worship all these things that were markings on the wall, it makes the Lord become jealous. Anything that draws you away from God in worship or veneration makes him jealous, and he is driven away from the church. And the Bible says in this temple where all kinds of crawling animals. And also detestable creatures. And when I read this, I went back to think in Genesis chapter 1. And everything that the Lord created, he said that It was good.
Metsotlhetse modimo aneng a ditlhola o ne a re di siame.
And when he sees these detestable creatures, I think it is demonic pictures that were part of this temple.
Fane a bona di piditse tse di sa tlokegeng o ne a bona mo ditshwantshong tse di neng di le mo tempeleng.
And these elders were holding incense.
Me bagolo ba ba ne ba tshwere maswalo.
Incense tswana le mpepo.
Incense e tswana le maswalo a tswana le mpepo.
Yeah, mpepo in the New Age or yoga retreats.
Ma gona mo di New Age le di yoga.
Bari, we must cleanse the atmosphere.
Bari rona re tshwanetse go tlhatswa loapi.
Aba e bitse mpepo, bari we are saging.
Rona ga ba e bitse mpepo, bari ba tlhokisa.
Run away from such connections, bazalwane.
Siya go tswa mo dikgolaganong.
Because modimo tlo tlhanogela, and if dilo tsa gago a di tsamae ka tsepa mo, you won't even know gore ke eng e o yentse.
You will not even know what happened if God rejects you.
The Bible says the women were worshipping the god Tammuz.
Bible e re bolalela gore basadi ba ne ba obamela modimo ngwana o a bitswang Tammuz.
And some were worshipping the sun.
Ba bang ba ne ba obamela letsatsi.
What is worship?
Go obamela ke eng?
To worship is to bow.
Go obamela ke go khubama. When they go to the ancestors, they don't stand. We used to go there when we were young.
Kangata ke di family tsa go the other side of the family.
The palela paleo ke bona ba ba ratang go risa.
So we used to say marai dilo tse rona re understand, so that's why ne di sa re berekele.
We used to say this we don't understand, that is why they did not work for us.
Because we wanted scientific proof.
Ka ntla ya gore rona re nya ka bopaki ba science.
To worship means to serve.
Go obamela go ra gore go direla.
Yes, to perform duties for go direla.
Go direla.
And then to venerate, it's just one word. Yeah, to venerate is to submit, is reverence, is to give respect, great respect, is idolization.
Go direla ke go obamela ebile ke go tlotla.
Go fana ka lerato la gago to a god.
Amen.
Which is not a god.
Se iseng modimo.
And when we talk about ancestors, you'll hear some people say, but Lilona Eskereke, you are talking about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We don't direla them, Mama Khadi. We just know gore the genealogy move from Adam, because this is the nation emudimu I choose it and gore through them, the gospel will be known.
We don't obey them, but ikiletso le re tshwanetseng go litse gore bokreste bo botswa kae.
So when we say ancestor,
ga re bua ka badimo,
it means first in rank.
Gora gore santla ba batlileng pele.
Eldest,
ba bagolo.
Forefather or foremother.
Bo remogolo kgotsa bo mmago.
Or a former thing.
Kgotsa selo se se tlileng pele.
A predecessor.
Motho o a tlileng pele.
Maybe an early type of an animal or a plant from which others have evolved.
Kgotsa phologolo kgotsa sejalo se leng gore tse dingwe di tswa mo go tsona.
Remember, as the church, we don't want to copy the ways of the Egyptians. We don't want to copy the way of the Jebusites, because every time the Lord was warning his people gore le ska ithuta meetlo ya batho ba le ba go kanana.
Go bona gore ka kereke ga ra tshwanela go ekisa egepeta khota ba Jebuse ka ntlha ya gore morena o ntse a re tsibusa ka gore re seke ra tshwana le ditsotseo.
Do you remember what happened to Solomon?
Ala gopola gore go diragetseng ko leska Solomon.
He started very well.
O simolotse sentle fela.
He started in the spirit.
A simolla mo semoeng.
But he was almost going to finish in the flesh.
Me ena o batlile gore a fetse a le motlhagong.
He ended up marrying concubines and porcupines, and they drew him away from the worship of God.
Ena o ne a nyala basadi ba bantsi ba bang ba bona ba sa itse modimo mme bona ba batla go mokgaoganya le modimo.
He even built shrines for them.
Ebile ena a ba agela ditumba mo batshwantseng ba o ba mele mo teng.
So that they can continue to worship their gods.
Gore bona ba tswelle pele ba o ba mele medimo ya bona.
A whole king.
Khosi e kgolo fela.
But we learn from the 10 commandments.
Mme rona re ithutile go tswa ko melaong e le some.
Found in the book of Exodus chapter
20.
We will focus on verse 3 to verse 5.
Ritlile go bui go focus amo 3 and 3 to 5.
Awi fundela phongane ngeSetswana.
Exodus 20 timana ya boraro ere o senne le medimo epe e sele kwa ntle game. O seke wa itirela modimo wa seseto le fa ile setshwantsho sepe sa tsedi kwa godimo mo le godimong le fa ile sa tsedi mo lefatsheng. Gongwe sa tsedi mo metsing a kwa tlase ga lefatshe o seke wa e obamela le seng go e direla gonne morena modimo wa gago ke modimo o lefufa o beletsang bana tshiamololo ya borabo go ya losikeng lwa boraro le lwa bone lwa bona ba ba ntlhoang. Amen.
Amen. La utlwa ke re batswadi.
Amen.
Because if we are disobedient,
ka ntlha ya gore ga rona re tlhoka kutlo,
it affects the family.
Yona e ama lelapa.
Unless a child in that family says, me, I don't follow the Lord.
I don't follow these things. I don't understand them.
I follow Jesus. Because Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. In him there is life. And his life is the light of men. We don't need light from candles. We don't need light from wherever. We need our light and our salvation.
We only need this God.
The Bible says God is light. He gets himself with light. In him there is no darkness. That's why he brought the light to put the detestable things that were done in the church under the spotlight. May the works of darkness in the church be exposed. In the name of Jesus. And stop running from church to church, Bazalwan. Yesterday we laid to rest our dear mother,
Mother Lucy Lebese.
The word that comes to my heart is the word stalwart.
Me le fukule le tla mo pelong ya ka ke mogaka.
A soldier.
Le sole.
A soul winner through and through.
O aneng a wina memowa ka metla yone.
One of the words that Muruti said as he was preaching.
Engwe ya le fukule Muruti a le buileng gane a rera.
Ha re tlhoke go mekamekana le Satana in doing spiritual warfare.
Are we don't need to fight the devil in spiritual warfare.
You must just be righteous.
Rona re tshwanetse go nna ba tshiamo.
Remain in right standing with God.
Rona re eme sentle le Modimo.
The Bible says he who keeps himself,
Bible re bolella gore o a itshwarang,
the evil one cannot touch him.
Emma ba ga kitla a mo ama.
So when we start to see things happening in our lives, we must seek the face of God. We must remain at his feet and say, Lord, search my heart. Search my mind. Examine me. Find everything that is not true. Find everything that is offensive. Cleanse me. And the Lord will show you. Instead of running from here and run to a particular church where people are using powers of darkness to prophesy and steal money from you. Obviously, you are not in the way of the Lord. Everything it's because you hear from the Holy Spirit, not from
everything false that
prophets.
They said about your life that is evil is because when you have moved from God.
So be careful when someone invites you to a particular church because there's a particular man of God. I'm not saying don't visit right
churches.
I'm saying be careful gore o ja ko kae.
Ke re fela tlhokomela gore wena where do you fit yourself?
Be careful gore o ja ko meletlong e feng.
Be careful gore wena o ja kae.
Be led by the Holy Spirit. Because sometimes we are invited
in the parties.
But they have already done the ancestral prayers in the morning.
You came and you eat.
Ask the Holy Spirit. Should I go? Should I not go? Because you don't know things that happen in secret. But the Holy Spirit knows. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. Holy Spirit. Holy. So it means in the world, people allow themselves to be incubated by spirits other than the Holy Spirit. That's why these familiar spirits want to live from one generation to another, controlling the families, controlling their destinies. So choose Christ as your inheritance. From the world of darkness.
You must not accept the inheritance from the evil one.
You must not have any other God but me, saith the Lord. You must not make yourself any idol or kind of an image of anything in the heavens, on earth, and in the sea. You must not bow down to them or worship them. For I, the Lord your God, I am a jealous God who will not tolerate your affection for any other gods. I lay the sins of the parents upon their children. The entire family is affected, even children in the third and fourth generations of those who hate me or of those who reject me.
There's this woman who does not use. She uses water and candles.
The Bible, why bula Bible?
Even the Bible, they open that.
Moi bula khang koteng.
Where it opens, they go.
There's always a reason.
Kame tla gona le baka.
Even the devil preached to Christ.
Ebi lele satane ena ukila rerela satane.
Arerela Jesu. If you worship me, If you do this, Mar Jesus, it is written. So you must always have a point of reference. Because more about
where they want us to go,
it is not written. Why it's one to be home?
Why do we have to slaughter a cow?
Why do we see our kids with this
gray
beads when a child is teething? Why there's
this woman what is some pukwan?
Pukwan ki fontanel. That's cool.
Fontanel.
Fontanel girl. Fontanel. Fontanel.
Fontanel me.
Bar ya jamba jamba mara ya makhuwa e tlula tlula ba etsa kang.
So
langutlwa
mara
because once go fitla mamogolo ole wa go ditjobotla le sa mitse lo rotswa ko kae tsatile go tlhagileng lifu le tla re mara mam joy o chelo
because
so I want you as a church to learn to stand upon the word of God and say in this family we don't do this.
Leme mo lefokong la modimo gore le re mo gara tshwana go di
ngoba ezwini le ga nkulunkulu kulotsiwe we have a reference rule
ka ke gore go kwadilwe mo lefokong la modimo
modimo a di rate the idols
modimo does not love idols.
What is an idol?
Idol
an idol is a statue.
Seseto ke setshwantsho.
It's a figure
ke setshwantsho.
It's a representation of a god that is being worshipped. It is trusted and relied upon. You can pray usa para anything go magetleng
ba. O ka rapela without putting anything on your shoulders.
O ka rapela usa thuthumedise lefoko la voice ya gago.
You can pray without shaking your voice.
Because when you come to God, you come to the Father to have a loving conversation with Him. If Lao since are come as you are, my child.
Even if you since,
let us reason together. Mudimu ubatla kor. Even if you are doing or you were doing these things that I'm mentioning. When you turn back to Him, He forgives you,
Bazalwane.
So these idols are used in shrines. Okay? They are used in shrines or other religions that worship such.
I see sometimes in the movies where you see this woman with a baby.
So that is an idol. Because it represents something. Or when you go to places, the shop decorate.
Even if you went into these shops that sells deco things.
Wa mona Buddha umukoroto le mukabanyana so mudingwana wa teng like awa. Na mutu, oh, there's no way he can lead me to the Lord.
You see that Buddha's there, the short one and the tall one, but you must refuse and say, this one, I refuse him.
Obulailwe king, Buddha.
Hey, amen.
And then people take these figurines and they put them kontlu. So let's go and check what kind of art or artifacts do we have le rona ko matlung a rona
ne are re lebella gore re beile di tshwantsho tse di yang ko ntlung tsa rona
le gore o reka kae jewelry ya gago.
Even where you buy your jewelry,
even if ile di ba ga fela tse sa reng sepe, just check gore di tswa ko kae.
Even if it's only beads, wena lekola gore o di ditswa kae,
because they may be dedicated to a certain temple.
Ga ntla ya gore di katswa di netse ko tempeleng e ri.
And idolatry is a worship of another god or of objects. To worship symbols. People. But wait, by worship you.
People can be worshipped. Do you
so
know
when
that?
So when you
would hear them saying the name of Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
But some people have twisted this and they are using names of people.
But to bona sete ba fetutse seo ba dirisa mabitso a batho.
giving devotion to those people.
Banela ditapelo ko bathong bao.
An image,
setshwantsho,
is a pictorial representation of something else.
Ke setshwantsho se se metseng sengwe.
Don't bow to them.
Wena o sa di obamela.
Don't lie flat to them.
Ebile o ska robala wa patwa dipatlamela.
Don't give your adoration to them.
Wena ebile o ske wa dirata.
Because other religions do worship certain people who are believed to have superpowers. You already know of religions that have pictures of human beings believed to be their gods. God says to you, church,
he does not love them.
You must not make for yourself an idol of any kind of image. In the heavens, hangata go bua ka second heaven,
hangata go bua ka lehodimo la bobedi,
where there's angels, demons,
mo go na le ba engele le
madimo, or anything go lefatseng,
khotsa sengwe le sengwe se se mo lefatseng.
Because other people worship nature,
ka ntle gore go na le batho ba ba omemelang tlhago,
they hug trees,
ba haga ditlhare,
o ka re ba ntringana trance here,
they look crazy.
The sea,
lewatle,
hey man, go a diragala dilo tse tsa metsi.
It's very busy, especially in the water.
Because if people are trained to operate in certain power, say of the water, they get their powers under the ocean. Some who are connected to those kind of worship, they use water to, you know, for divine purposes. They make divinations, I think.
Bona ba dirisa metsi go itlhatswa.
Go tlhatlhoba.
Go itlhatlhoba.
Go tlhatlhoba batho ba bang.
Amen.
Okay, let us look at heavens.
A re lebelle go magodimo.
Do not worship anything that represents that.
Wena o seke wa obamela sepe se se emetseng seo.
But we saw the leaders of God worship the sun.
Rabona ba etapele ba modimo ba obamela letsatsi.
So what is in the heavens?
Ke eng se se kwa magodimo?
Horoscopes.
Dinaledi.
Horoscopes la gopola ba re star signs how ke eng?
Dinaledi la gopola go buiwa ka di star signs.
Ha ke na soul.
I don't have, amen.
Star sign for what?
Naledi eo si suppose o sa naledi gore go diragaleng.
Some people worship the moon.
Batho ba bang ba obamela ngwedi.
Stars,
dinaledi.
Demons,
madimoni.
Angels,
maengele.
So ko lefatseng, what do we find?
In this world, re fitlhela
nature, like I mentioned.
Etlhago.
Human beings.
Batho.
Animal totems.
Ba diphologolo.
Hangata ka meletlo ne.
During celebrations. There's always this.
There's
a celebrations where they receive all.
And then we start to say all our names. From early in the generations.
And
sometimes a totem of that family is a leopard.
Leopard
or a lion.
Kotsa tau.
Or hippo. Kubu ki ing.
Kubu. Hippo.
Maybe ba kubung. What. So let me ask you, why do we associate ourselves and still be proud as Christians to say nakemo ing ing white sang? Lili. I went. No, I'm just wanting us to open our eyes. And start to question these things. What if khale they believed gore rona ro protectwa ke animal e?
What if khale they believed gore this animal will protect them?
Okay, ki e homework.
Tirogae.
Just ask the elders in the family, why are you doing things the way you are doing them?
Because
no one has ever asked, wait, They just say, Runa, in this family, this is what we do.
Bare runa molapele, re dira yana.
So when you can just say, I love you as a family, I'm praying for you, but I don't want to be involved in what you do.
Wena o ka nna wa re ke a lerata jaaka lelapa fela nna ga ke batle go amana le se le se dirang jaaka lelapa.
Why is God challenging especially the image?
Gore modimo ena a gwetla setshwantsho.
In Genesis 1:26-27.
Go Genesis 1:26-27.
The Bible says,
Bible iri.
Then God said, let us make men in our own image. According to our likeness.
Baba tshwanang le rona.
Let them have dominion.
Gore bona ba laole.
Over the fish of the sea.
Ditlhapi tsa lewatle.
Over the birds of the air heavens, ne?
Le dinonyane tsa legodimo.
And over all the cattle and over all the earth.
Le diruiwa le lefatshe lotlhe le dilo tsotlhe.
He says, let them have dominion. In the heavens, on earth, in the sea. So if you have dominion, it means God has already blessed you with rulership. As a child of God, you have to reign over these elements. Not to bow down under them. Because to bow down and worship them shows that there's an identity crisis. So this message,
as a child of God, you need to know your identity.
Because we derive our identity from God Himself. And we have to conform to the image of Jesus Christ. You see, when we study the Bible, we must look at why God says, Riskabali di image.
We need to learn or see why God says, Riskana li di tshwantsho.
Because He has created us in His image. The Bible says, no one has seen God. So we have come to God by faith. Because when you come to God, you must believe that He exists and He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. And as they seek Him, they are not distracted by the things tsa lefatshe. This is how we worship in this family. So you resemble God. What does it mean? Representative. We resemble God. We are His representatives on earth. A lot of people are lost. And the Bible says many are called. But few are chosen. May we be amongst those that are chosen and continue to preach the truth of the word of God, so that those that don't have this truth can also come to the fold of our Father.
God does not love the death of
a man. It doesn't matter whether somebody is a criminal, a rapist, a terrorist. God still cries because He created even those people.
He
created them to resemble Him. But this world is under deception. Once you allow Safed,
when you continually get in,
there
sick,
will be other people who will meet you. No, man.
And they will tell you to
there are ancestors. You must walk this path.
You need to go through this.
And you will be well. May I remind you, do not be deceived. Rather surround you with people that will be praying for you. Let the elders lay hands on you. The Bible says, is there anyone among you, my children, who is sick? Which means there will be sickness in the church.
But
we have an answer. God says, I am Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals. Psalm 103,
I heal all.
You don't have to be deceived to take a route that is not the Christ. May the Lord open your eyes. May the Lord open your spirit's eyes. May the Lord align you to His will. May the Lord order your steps. May the Lord move away those people that come with deception and lies. Ngire morena, if barba tlotla ka sporofito sele sa thusenda batswale melo.
I say, God, if they are coming with that false prophet, let them close their mouth.
Arwa move towards you bona motho setsa re wa bona
bontate ba le ba. If they come towards you, ba tshwarege.
Yeah, amen.
Amen.
I declare that in the name of Jesus. Why am I saying that? Morena, are incline your ear to me.
When Morena are tentete.
Pray for your ears not to listen to anything evil. Job says, I've made a covenant with my eyes. Dira kholagano ka kutlo ya gago, maikutlo a gago, pono ya gago.
Your hearing and your emotions.
To follow the ways of the Lord.
As
the church, we do not judge anyone. But let us remind ourselves that judgment day is coming. The Bible says in front of this throne there will be great people. There will be young people. There will be people of all kinds. And the Bible says books will be open. So when these books are open,
which actions will speak for you?
Align your ways, Wanako Hai. Amen. And the way we die, the only way we go back to the Father is when we die. So we must die being victorious. We must die being overcomers. We are not afraid of death.
Because God has already trampled on death and He left life.
So it is Him we worship and nobody else. You are people of rulership and dominion.
Ah,
you
don't be afraid to go into the sea. Because when you are there,
and you just say,
Wena
Mudimo,
you God, that you created this ocean, and you told it that this is where you will end.
I thank you, Lord, that I have dominion over this ocean. I am not going to be bothered by water spirits. I shall not fear any evil. No evil shall come near my dwelling. Now I am a king. I rule by my word. And my word is connected to the word of God. I have dominion even in the marketplace. When my boss looks at me, he knows that there's something powerful within me. Therefore, he respects me.
He
doesn't
speak the way he likes.
Nekinali boso bazalwa mudi ngwana ke Monica Sina. Si ya litlo ka re ha.
Amen.
Ntho e Bible tlhola e bua ka yona. Ke bone my boss
I
used to.
I saw this ka matlo aka.
He belongs to the other religion.
Amen.
So di lo tsene di lwantshana ko moyeng.
These things we used to fight in the spirit.
And one day he kept a there's what we call a black book ko corporate.
Ka khona le buka e bitswang black book ko marekelong.
Black book e ke keeping all the things that someone has against you.
Black book e ke buka e leng gore yona go kwadiwa dilo tso tsotlhe tse motho ana leng kgatlhanong le
wena. So there were four of us as senior managers.
Re le bane balaudi.
Brown skin.
Really ba mmala o
mo. So I received this book.
Ka bona buka e.
And everything that was against me.
Tso tsotlhe tse di kwadileng kgatlhanong le
nna. And my other female colleague received something.
Le bona ba dirang mogo le nna ba re ba
mogela. And then I went to ask my two male colleagues.
Ka tsamaya ka ya go botsa ba buti ba ke berekisanang le bona.
Comrade, do you also have this list?
Eh, makomo.
They said no. Mutu o unka advantage because we are the female. Marmeli tenko female
bazalwana. Advantage ka go rona re basadi.
And I told him,
kamulela.
Hey, wena smangma.
Hey, wena.
My father is very powerful.
Tata wa ka o matla thata.
If we want us to take it the legal route.
Ho batla gore re tsie ka tsela ya molao.
A ke rise judge. He's a judge and I can muele dinna. And God presides over the court of heaven. He left me alone. Colleague aka o rate every time ke kena ko officing ele mudingwana ole are o ka re ke fellwa ke matla ka rena, that's not my testimony.
It is not my testimony. Every time I enter the office I feel weak and then nakare e o ga se bopaki ba.
God says you have dominion, guys.
Mudimo are wena o na le taolo.
So are tlogeng mo le re ska ipitika ko le roleng, we must know that God has already elevated
Let's
us.
Let's leave the dust alone. Re tshwantse go itse gore modimo ena o setse a re
tlhatlhosi. You belong up there.
Rona re ba
seated with Christ in heavenly places. May we never be ashamed of this gospel. Yes, family members will come and haunt you and taunt you.
We
are
also being told that I respect
but
you.
But age does not mean maturity, bazalwana. You can be a 12-year-old born-again spirit-filled. You are more mature than that 85-year-old person. Because of the spirit of Christ that is in you. Let's give God our bodies to allow him to express himself through us. We already have gifts,
Bazalwana.
Oh, salvation is free. It is by grace that we were saved.
How taught
you
don't need to buy that gift.
We have the gift of healing. We have the gift of wisdom. Knowledge. Of the prophetic as well. May God open your eyes. May he give you wisdom so that you can know how to speak to your elders with grace. Something that will build them up. When I was a new Christian, the Lord said he gave me a word in the book of Isaiah chapter 8. Verse 19. He was saying to me, tell your people, I want to visit them. But
I'm being blocked by all these things that they are doing.
They won't believe you because bar luna le bana.
Ba ka se go dumele ka ntle gore ba re yo a tshwana
ngwana wa 50 years.
Wena o kile wa bona ngwana na le 50 years.
It doesn't make sense. And you ka re batla o ba blela tla ra nna ba mpitsa prophet Joy.
Yona ga di re tlhaloganyo.
Ha ke na le tuku, ha ke na le.
I don't even have a tuku.
Ke tshepile morena. I can't even say that.
I trust the Lord. I nka se khone go bua seo.
Ikile ba re ba etla last year when my brother passed away.
But they said they are coming after my brother passed away.
A family, a person or some meeting le go meet ba zalwana.
Motho re sa meeting the person we don't even know.
Na my father and my brother.
Nale abuti.
Ai ne re batla motlhafuna self ntate o. Re re uba o number ba no no
squalo. We wanted to tell you.
Squalo sa pizza effing.
But who are you to come here?
I was in the mode, yeah, you know, ko Midlands.
Rona ne setse re le montweng.
Ko ndo fire se ke kone ke mode le ya. Hey.
Tla wa o wanta o le teng.
Yeah, something like that.
Amen.
Uri me loko mia London tsumbuluwa.
Are gale latamo wa ola.
Don't come with this stupu to the house.
Leskatla le stupu ka montlu.
Go to some tree.
You go to Lego Starring Sesiri.
Ah, ya le fitla kwa Dube hostel.
When we arrive at Dube hostel. Basit.
Le fitla le bua.
And then you must speak there.
And then lick any.
And then you must come back.
Yeah, tafia kwa kio mutu ato rilatela matimo.
Kari hu, mutu kio u.
Ariana kwa koro e kholu.
And he said, and he's from
the
great
house. And my father says, anu mutibi minamun loy.
Papa ka ari na o aki muizi.
And then ari, loku se mea a mochari.
Ari halifika kwa mochari.
Miteka shtuku ano sho bas.
Liti esa katuku sesi sweu.
Mi famba ntibi miku mibuyana eh
letsa maeka sona le boe le sona
ka etsa prayermobilization.com
rona ra batla batho ba re ka rapelang le bona.
You know when my family went to the hilo tlhapisa stupu ne.
You know when my family went to the mortuary to prepare the corpse.
These guys came back 30 minutes late.
These guys babuwa morago after
rapetse
re rapetse.
And they never had an opportunity to tie my family to wickedness. It is when you are grieving, when you are in pain, that the devil will send certain people to come and sway you this way. And
because when you are seated in a mattress,
it is very possible that you do what they say. Don't do it.
God will never be.
Ha ri di tlhoki di safety belt mazalwa.
We don't need the safety belt by ena.
Lina ngwana ka nana le yona safety belt.
Lina my child used to have that safety belt.
So now he comes to visit me one day. Because he had not yet started school. And because I was a new believer.
Gore
why all tshwanetse prostitute ke wool.
Gore o ena o why tshwanetse a sireletse.
Rona batho ba bagolo re sena yona.
Now as old as I am, I don't have it.
And we made a prayer of agreement. Maybe he was just 5.
Ra dira thapelo ya.
We prayed, took that thing, threw it to the toilet. If they want to go, maybe literally,
maybe
we
would see it somewhere because it's a male.
You are saying, Mama, uttering. I'm like, hi.
What would my mother say? And I said,
not even once did she ask.
And
the very same son, the Lord used him to reach out to me because he attended a Christian elementary school. Are you saying bana ko dikolong tsa ba Kriste ba zalwana?
Amen.
And the Lord will reach out to us.
Go
Isaiah 8:19. The word of God says, someone must say to you, let's ask the mediums and those who consult the spirits of the dead with their whisperings and mutterings. They will tell us what to do. But shouldn't people ask God for guidance? Should the living seek guidance from the dead? Look to God's instructions and teachings. People who contradict his word are completely in the dark.
Amen.
Why must we go to the grave? To pray there. Seek advice there.
Those people, they don't have nothing under the sun.
The Bible says a A dog that is alive. It's better than a lion that is dead.
And
those that have died, even our loved ones, Habasana the emotions.
Habasana maikutlo.
Moya ua buela mozo angote.
The spirit went where it came from.
Habasana maikutlo. Habasana horbakaring nothing.
They don't
nothing,
have emotions
nothing.
And they don't even have anything to say.
And at the grave.
Biko libitlem.
Kima rapo fel.
It's only bones.
Le moya
there's no spirit.
So if they respond.
Habona ba raba.
Vaya borea iti.
Kabo dingaka.
Which spirit is mimicking them?
Who? Kimoya o mofing o ekisa o ba ekisa
o gatsela a go etsa gala eng.
Amen.
E le hore o ko kae ha tiena.
Where is he?
Go ba nko le godimong a go gatselwe.
Because in the heavens there is no coldness.
Bazalwane, the Bible says
Bible
creation is groaning and moaning
for
the revelation of sons of God. How many puddies and cows, cattle and everything must be slaughtered? How many mountains will become high places where gona leng ditlabelo? We have to pray for the land. We have to pray for water streams. Release blessings as sons. Because now we know what we have been taught in the word. Creation is waiting for you to arise. And do not be trapped in idolatry. And some of the things that I want us to be vigilant of. In family rituals. What do they do? When a child is born. When there's death in the family. When there's rites of passage, like Bukomba, you know, in our tribes, girls will be taken to, you know, in Majuta ya ko bar mitzvah kai kai mara. Ishangan kuna tikomba kizo baba ruta ko baba sadi or preparing them for marriage. But whatever they are taught, it's a secret. We don't know what's happening. And some of the things that are done in those rituals, they mimic sexual relations.
Oh, Jesus. In
Zambia, for example, so there will be a
there's this granny there
who is showing these girls for by the time they are of age or whatever, or I don't know. This is what sex looks like. In Africa.
More Africa.
But we are a dark continent. I refuse. Jesus was raised in Africa.
So
we must challenge these things when there are special occasions. Marriage ceremonies.
Manyalo.
Why retaba?
Or we slaughter.
Why exchange the rope? Lamb shank something. I don't know. I'm just saying, Bazalwane.
Why do we share those animals, those ships?
When we unveil tombstones, is it just to say kisi khopotso, or do we do akits
Bazalwane?
When we service or people service family altars, the word of God says, choose this day whom you will serve. So as people of God, we can either choose to be a sheep nation, that we are rightfully, or you can choose to be on the other side. Elijah was challenging the people of God to say, if God is your God, choose to serve him, choose to worship
him.
If you want to serve Baal, serve him. But what you are saying that there is no mixture.
There's no combo.
No, we don't worship them. They say we acknowledge them. And you know you'll be attacked for standing by the truth. So let us worship God and him alone. Let our worship be a memorial. And if you need help, we do have help. I know
I did not prepare him.
I
just want to give him 2 minutes. Just to bua le rona.
Ka familiar spirits.
Ka memoa e tloilegileng.
A ke re ba re a mang a tlokofala so moya o tshonya ngwana o, and then if ngwana o a limisi kae kae o ya ko mental institution until ditaolatse di sielwa yena, then tshwanetse ba, and then it's like, oh, like our families are under such attack, bazalwane.
Ba malapa a rona a tsenetswe ba haetso.
Ntate Ntshane. Ke kopa o tle papa, I ne go o itsa ke prepare a message o teng le wena go
messaging.
I know maybe some of you have not been to a deliverance class.
Ga itse gore ba bang ba lona ga ise ba tsene class ya kgololosego.
Totally set free.
Gore lona lo to have you today, and I'm sure the Lord has spoken to you. Well, let's meet again next week. Remember, 9 o'clock we have our service in the building. 9:30 we go live. So I would like you to help me. Just like, share, subscribe, and let's get the gospel to go viral. We want Jesus Christ to really be Lord. Until next time, from me, bye-bye.